Go, 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 go. Make your car move. Okay, okay. That's, yep, okay. Just the inch on button. There you go. Hey. This morning's agenda includes going to the gas station and getting gas and buying drinks for me to drink later in the drive. Oh! Cables around to make sure that this iPad is charging because it was 6% battery when I got in the car this morning. I don't know. I think I have a bad cable. I think is what happened. For a while, I thought it was the plug-in, the lighter the USB adapter was bad. And there's a USB port in the car itself that I was using, and that seemed to be working, which was what made me think the adapter was bad. But then that stopped working, and now I don't know what's going on. I had to buy some new cables recently, so I will have to grab one out of my stash and bring it, as they say. I will just bring it. To charge the lightning cable for charging. The new cables are not especially fancy, but they have, Amazon's upgraded their shitty cables to, like, something that's a little more sturdy looking and braided and all that shit, so hopefully it'll last. I don't know. My wife is incredibly hard on an iPhone charging cable, and just, they just get frayed, they're just, there's an exposed wire. Maybe the cat's chewing on them, I don't even know, but, hopefully this cable will last longer than the last one did. This overpass instead of 35 or perhaps more. People, man. It's the worst part about living. It's the worst part about being outside. It's other people outside. This woman's trying to cross the street and she just has her hand resting on the button to say, hey, I want to cross the street, and she's just repeatedly pushing it. Did it. Congratulations. You pushing the button clearly is the thing that made it change and not, you know, the regular flow of signals and traffic and all that stuff. It was you pushing that button 40 times. I mean, it makes a satisfying beeping noise every time you push it, so I can't be too critical. I get it. It's fun. Pushing buttons is a good time. What are you going to do? Okay, I'm gonna go get gas and something to drink. And that's as far as I've thought out. We'll see what happens after that. I've discovered a repeatable issue with these gas pumps at this particular gas station. A bug, a software issue. So I'm going to file a bug report here, here with you. If you could take care of this, it'd be great. So these gas pumps have a panel for you to use, phones and stuff to pay for gas, you know, little like, hey, put the thing here, hold your finger on the thing, stare at your phone, push the fingerprint, whatever. So, you know, for Apple Pay and, you know, whatever other kind of NFC type shit, And when you use it, it's like using a credit card. So over the last year or so, I guess, maybe it's longer, maybe 2 years, whatever it was, you have to enter your zip code, the billing zip code of the credit card when you pay at the pump with a credit card. Or maybe it's just the particular credit card I use, I'm not sure. But anyway, the process with a regular credit card is swipe the card, it says, hey, what's your zip code? You enter it, and it says, all right, cool. And then you get to pump gas. But when you use the Apple Pay stuff... Okay, so here's the process. When you use a regular credit card, you swipe the card, it swipes, it says, one moment, please, and then it says, enter zip code. When you use your phone, or in this case, my watch, you hit it, it beeps just like you swiped a credit card. It says, one moment, please. It says, enter zip code for like a split second, and then immediately flips back to saying, one moment, please. And if you just sit there and say, oh, well, I'll wait a moment, it eventually, you know, like, it cancels out. You're standing there staring at the pump for like a minute or something, and then it says canceled and resets. And then I pull out my regular credit card and use that instead and go, fucking goddamn software, right? What the fuck? But here's the catch. It says, one moment, please, and then it says, enter zip code, then it says, one moment, please, again. But during that second one moment, please, it is really waiting for you to enter the zip code. So, it'll say, one moment, please, but you've just entered the zip code and hit enter as normal, and it goes, all right, cool, and lets you pump gas. And that's repeatable, it's verifiable. I'm filing that. What I expected to happen, pumping gas. What did happen? It canceled out unless I found this weird workaround. One weird trick. Gas pumps hate him. I'm like, it's not every Chevron station. It's just that one. There are other stations that have the same pumps, you know, with the Apple Pay setup and all that shit that I've used where that's not happened. In fact, I want to say I've even used these pumps and had it work the way it's supposed to before. So part of it seems intermittent, or maybe like certain pumps at that gas station are on different revisions of software, even. Fucking who knows? Why is there hot air being pumped into the car? That's the opposite of what I want. I think I should be granted free gas for life.
Rizzo. very good friends of mine. My name is Jesse Lada Superstar C.
And I have something here. The first call of the night goes by the name of Shakira. Sound new project. Kareem Everlasting, Iqbal Allah. And that's Rakim Mashallah from South Shore High School. They always make dedication with world's famous. Michelle from Best Stylist. Check this out. Dre B. Check this out. Ace D. From Brownsville.
Vocal edits in Forza Horizon 4 are ridiculous. They censor the word bull in this song. This is dumb.
Okay.
way up through shit. Ah, oh, you're vandalizing this train. I remember when Butch and Casey was really bombing with nice old cars. Like Peter the Tracy was king of D's, and Kane Long was really old carring on the damn 7 line. Oh shit, those were brand new with the windows and all. That's the newest stuff I've seen. How could you call people to hang out windows and watch trains riders, man? You gotta write, you gotta do the action, man. You know, you gotta go out there and rack up. You gotta go out and paint and be called an outlaw at the same time.
Chad, the situation is a no-win. You might even get hurt, my friend.
Since Sonic, the hip-hop band.
And like Sly and the Family Stone, we will stand up for the music we live and play.
What you sow,
talking all that jazz.
Turn, you learn, must learn by the flame of the little truth, books, the human brain, provided overheating knowledge. By means doesn't gain, make the mind rain. chaotic and danger zone. From the heart is in effect. So I say, buddy, study. Think and learn, dig the move we made. Stunning those that just can't behave. Discipline, there's a hint. It flew from the thin man too tough. All up in you with the formula coming from me, cause no one told ya. Of a logo of Jerry is saying, this ain't no joke, Jimmy. I ain't playing. I'm hardcore, straight up raw. I'm the overlord, I door clocking. But no, as if you didn't know. Fucking on the scene when it's time to go. Asking for a number from any member of the tough crew band. Remember, jacking on my tip, over tip of my shoulder. I've been a soldier. King Cola, smashing doors who stand in my path. Counting them down like math. Playing in math, been rapping them down. Over my part of town.
Shirtless dudes on it. And it just says hookups equal squirt.org. Alright. Good to know. It's not a taxi. It's a fucking RAV4. It doesn't even have any stickers up in it for, like, Uber or anything. But it has a fucking, like, a LED screen on top of it, like a taxi topper, but it's animated for some fucking customer relationship management software, because fucking Salesforce is in town. So everything that competes with Salesforce's shit gets like the trash ass bus ads and whatever else they can fucking pick up around town. And this fucking dude is just driving a fucking RAV4 around with this thing on top of it. Like, what? How much does that pay? If I found that company and said, fucking, hey, bolt a fucking ad to my car, how much do they fucking pay me for that? And is it based on, like, how long I drive every day or where I drive? Do Do I have to then sign up to drive around where the convention is? Let It Die is out on Steam today. That game was alright. Maybe I'll check it out. See what they've done to it. Here, I'm gonna go. Have a grand Wednesday. You know what to